Sif Mem Beis. Achol Aleinu Nois Eskatov. A person who was born from a union between a Kohen and a Grusha, Chalutza, is a cholol. It does not have the status of a Kohen, and therefore he cannot do the Duchenin. Sif Mem Gimel. Achol Shivis Yimei Avelis Nois Eskatov Atoch Shivis Yimei Avelis Yetze Yimei Beis Knesset V'shash Koye Kohanim. After the Shiva of Avelis, one can be a one can duchen, but within the Shivas Yimei Avelis, the Kohen should leave before they call him up, because he's shari b'tzar. You have to be shari b'simcha, in a state of simcha, during the Beis Kohen. Even though midaraisa is still mechuyev, therefore he should leave before they call him up, to avoid the issue. If they did call him up, then he has to go up. Ramah says, V'yeshoim shekol zman ha'velis, afil ad yud beis chodesh, alav v'al imoy, eino neisiz kapov, chinogim dinas eilu. The Ramah says, many of the Ashkenaz is that the entire year of Avelis for the parents, one does not go up to Duchen, and also the entire 30 days on the other Kroivim, he should not go up to Duchen because he's in a state of lack of Simcha. Nishabru says, if there aren't two other Kohanim aside from him, then he could go up within a year or within 30 days of Avelis, so that it should be two Kohanim during the Duchen. The Ikar Chiyuv is two Kohanim. Sif Mem Dalet Kohen, Afa Bishu Poni Noise Eskapov. Even though the Kohen is not married, he can still be Noise Eskapov, can do it. The Ramah says, V'yeshayimim she'enu Noise Eskapov, that shorib lo isha, shorib lo isimcha. Mavorech, yesh alias besimcha. Others say that no, if a person is not married, should not do the duchenin, because without a wife, a person is not in simcha, and a person who doesn't have a wife is not in that state of simcha. Kol mokem a reitzah shel lisa kapov,